Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you sort out your belly, your hormones, and your relationship with food. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist based in Scotland, and I'm currently obsessed with mushroom coffee. Yeah, you heard that right. Mushroom coffee. Better than it sounds. So welcome to episode 46 of the Gut Goddess Show. Hello, hello. Happy 2019. I know I said that last week, but it's still true this week. And this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the three small shifts that could make a big difference to your belly, your hormones, how you feel, your weight, your relationship with food, and all that sort of good stuff. So these are the three simple shifts that you might want to kind of dismiss because they are quite simple, but honestly, they could make a huge difference if you just begin to apply them on a daily basis. So I'm going to share that with you, the small, hashtag small shifts, in today's show. But before we dive on in, I just want to give a couple of updates. I realized in the last episode, I was just too excited to dive in to the planning. You can tell I love a bit of planning, that I didn't really do any updates about this year and what the plan was in moving ahead. So the hope is for this podcast that it's going to keep on, I'm going to keep on providing a weekly episode for you. But for the next couple of months, I'm just going to be doing solo episodes with, I was going to say just me, but it's not just me, with me. Just because it is easier at the moment, the stage of life I'm at with a newborn, instead of kind of organizing the logistics of interviews. But I am really hoping to get interviews in this year. But for the next couple of months, I'm just going to be coming to you with weekly podcasts, hopefully, because it's just a little bit easier to balance that around nap times and, you know, just however Merlin feels. So that's the first thing. If you have any topics that you'd really like me to go in deep with, then do let me know either on my Facebook page, you can leave a comment, you can send me a message, or on Instagram. Both of those places are at Supernaturally Healthy. I love to hear from you. I know a bunch of you have given me ideas already, which is great. And so in future episodes, I'm going to be doing one about PCOS. I'm going to be doing one on whether you should go vegan. I'm going to be doing one on some more things about gut health. So any topics that you want me to cover, do let me know, because that is what this podcast is for. And if you haven't left me a review yet on the good old iTunes, then just head over there. That would be wonderful. I love reading the reviews. It's really nice. And it's just your way of saying thanks, Kezia, for all the time and energy and finance that you put into running this show. Because, you know, things like this don't come free, but I'm more than happy to do it because I know it's a really worthwhile resource. I learn so much from podcasts I listen to. And actually, my goal for this year is I just want to help more women to heal their bodies and feel really good. I want them to have happy bellies, happy hormones, and happy relationships with food. And that is the mission that I'm on. And this podcast is a part of that. So that's really, really important. Another update or another bit of information that you need to know is, if you're not on my email list yet, meaning you don't get the weekly/bi-weekly emails from me, then make sure you join, because this week I am sending out an amazing 50% discount to all my email subscribers to use on my programs and on my ebooks. Now this goes in line with what I was saying before. I was just thinking this year, I was like, oh gosh, how can I impact more people? How can I help more women whilst at the same time having pretty much just had a baby? You know, so trying to balance those two things. And I realized, actually, I have some amazing programs, self-study programs that you can sign up for that people have seen amazing results with. So my 10-day green smoothie challenge, if you know you need to add more vegetables into your day, but you can't be bothered to change anything else, and you like the idea of having chocolate for breakfast, then the Green Smoothie Challenge is for you. That's an amazing program. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have done that. Men and women alike, people who are skeptical about green smoothies and people who are unsure have done it and have seen amazing results in their belly, in their weight, in their energy, in their sugar cravings. That's an amazing program. I also have my Flourish Academy, which is my 4-week signature program where we really look at your belly, so your gut health, your hormones and your relationship with food. So if you've been diagnosed with IBS, if you're bloated every day, if you feel like your hormones are a bit weird, then the Flourish Academy is for you. And the exciting thing is that those programs and all the other ones, if you are on my email list or you go and sign up to my email list at supernaturallyhealthy.org/discount. So supernaturallyhealthy.org/discount, you will get a one-time only kind of voucher or coupon to save 50%. Just because I realize I can't actually take on more one-to-one clients, my time is limited. But I know if you apply yourself to these programs, then you will see amazing results. You can go to the pages, you can find out more, you can read the testimonials. But honestly, guys, the food that you eat is so powerful. I'd love you to experience that this year. And that's why I don't want finance to be an issue. And with the Flourish Academy, you can actually save more like 60% because I'm giving you 50% off an already discounted price. So anyway, if you're on my email list, this check your inbox. If you're not on my email list, then, and you want to get this discount as well as other goodies and resources that I put out, then make sure you head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/discount. So I would love to bless you with one of my programs, or even if it's just a sweet treat recipe ebook, that'll be like £6. It's filled with all my sugar-free tasty snack recipes, from decadent brownies to sweet treats that you can actually eat every day that are going to do you good. So wherever you're at, I've got your back. I do. So those are some of the other updates in terms of just life updates here on the ranch. I'm not on a ranch, just in case you thought I'm in Scotland, in Glasgow, the least ranch-like place one could be. But other life updates here, just to keep you in the loop, is that things are going well. Merlin is now 4 months old. Can you believe it, guys? Can you believe it? And this week on Instagram, I posted a kind of an honest and slightly vulnerable post. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you're missing a treat. I posted kind of the 4 potentially controversial things I'm doing with Merlin, and one of those is combination feeding. So giving him formula as well as breast milk, because breastfeeding has just been a complete nightmare. It really has. From excruciating agony to low milk supply to blah, blah, blah. I won't bore you with all the details now. I'll probably do a podcast or write a blog post about it. I'm also going to make time to write a blog post about his birth story as well. I've been meaning to do that for months, but I also just wanted to give a bit of time just to keep the story for myself, let it simmer, let me process it a bit. But that will also be coming at you. But anyway, so back to this post, and it was so lovely. I love the community of you guys, of just all the support and encouragement. It felt a bit scary to post that for some reason. I think because being a nutritionist, I just have these ridiculously high standards of myself, but actually combination feeding has been the bomb.com for me and my family and for Merlin. He's happy. And it's worked really, really well for us. Yeah, I did originally just want to give him breast milk. That was the original plan, but my body just had different ideas. And I literally tried everything, guys. Cranial osteopathy, getting his tongue tie removed because he did have one, herbs, lactation consultants, lactation counselors. There's lots of lactation people with different names. Like, literally tried everything. But it's worked out really, really well. So thank you for all your kindness and support. But Milan is doing well. I'm doing really well, actually. I'm currently diving back into my dissertation for my master's. So I have completed the clinical and the assessment part of my master's degree. So it'd be like a PG dip for those of you that are familiar with that term. And I just need to do my dissertation to actually get the master's part. So I'm currently writing the proposal for that. So, you know, if you pray, then like pray for me. There's a lot of things going on in my plate just now. And so far it feels good. But, you know, all the help I can get is needed. Needed on this end, I'm not going to lie. But there's a little bit of updates from me. So without further ado, let's dive in to the 3 small shifts that you can make this year in 2019 that could make a big difference to your hormones, your belly, and how you feel about yourself and food. So So this episode about the small shifts really comes from the theme of my Nourish Group coaching membership community, whereas this month in Nourish, we are looking at these small shifts. So I know that in January, often we're like, yeah, gung-ho, woo, sugar detox. I'm going to remove all food from my diet. I'm going to train for that 10K. I'm going to go all in. And, you know, that can be really right for sometimes and for some people. But this year, I really felt it was right for me and for that kind of group coaching community of Nourish that we actually focus on small shifts, because we really underestimate the power of small shifts. We really, really do. We think in order to transform our health and, say, our diet, we need to make these big, bold, huge moves. And sometimes that is really, really right. I've made some big and bold moves in my diet over time, but there's equal power to making these small tweaks and shifts. And there's so much power in doing a small thing, in making a small shift, but doing it consistently. Because the problem I see a lot with the women that I work with is that they may be like, oh yes, Kezia, I'm gonna go dairy free. I know it's not helping my bloating and blah, blah, blah. I'm just gonna go dairy free. And while I'm gonna go gluten free, I'm gonna go sugar free, I'm gonna go caffeine free, I'm gonna go nightshade free. I'm just gonna go free from. Free from is my aim of the game. And they maybe do it, and they maybe do it for 2-3 weeks, and they're just on it, and they're like, yeah. But then by week 4 or week 5, they're like, this is so hard. What do I eat? I don't have food in the house. I'm caught short at work with nothing to eat. What can I eat from the cafeteria or the vending machine? Ah, it just all goes a bit crazy, and they end up back at square one. So whilst they've maybe done 3 weeks of eating, quote unquote, really well, they actually go back to their old habits and just carry on as they were because they give up because it was just too hard. Now, compare that to, you decide to that maybe dairy isn't doing you any good, and you already know this. So you just focus for a month or 2 months on just completely eliminating dairy from your diet and seeing how you feel. You don't change anything else. That is what you focus on. And you do it, and you do it consistently. And on week 3, you're feeling like you're getting the hang of it. Week 4, you're feeling good. Week 5, it's kind of just become habit. It's just become normal. And actually, 2 or 3 months down the line, dairy not being a part of your diet is just not a big deal. It's just part of your lifestyle. It doesn't take lots of kind of decision fatigue. It doesn't take a lot of energy to maintain. It's just become a part of your life. And actually, when it comes to what's going to have the biggest result, it's that second option. Sure, you could do something big and sexy and bold for a couple of weeks, but if you can't sustain it, and if it can't become consistent action on your part, actually, you're not going to get as good results from that as you are from just doing something a bit less crazy, a little bit less bold, consistently for 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year. And I would much rather you do a small shift and keep it up consistently and keep it up for the next year, for the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, because that is going to give you the most results and way more results than 2 weeks or 1 month's worth of extremeness. Do you see the distinction? And we often really underestimate and undervalue the power of making these small shifts. So these 3 things I'm going to share with you, if you slowly implement one of these things, just one at a time, and you give it a month, 6 weeks to let it really embed into your life, actually, if you can do these 3 shifts in the next 3 or 4 months, you can embed these into your lifestyle. These are going to be things that serve you for the rest of your life and will keep on giving you results as time goes on. So these 3 shifts kind of come into 3 different categories. One's a mindset shift, one is around like lifestyle, and one is obviously around nutrition, because that's my jam as well. So number one, let's look at these. Small shift number one. Try saying that as fast. Small shift. Anyway, number one is make sure your breakfast is full of fat, protein, and fiber. So fat, protein, and fiber are 3 of my fabulous fat burning 4. The 4th one is veggies. So ideal if you can shove some veggies in there, great. But to begin with, I want you to focus on eating breakfast. So eating a breakfast before 10 a.m. and making sure what you're eating has some fat in it, healthy fat. It has good amounts of protein in it, and it has some sort of fiber in it. Really, really simple, really, really powerful. This is one of the first things that I tell nearly all my clients I work with on a one-to-one basis, is to make sure that they are eating something with fat, protein, and fiber. So for example, a lot of the time people are having porridge, and maybe they're having porridge with some semi-skimmed milk. That's their breakfast. That really lacks in protein and really lacks in fiber. It's primarily it lacks in protein and lacks in fat, sorry. It's primarily carbohydrate. And yes, there is some healthy fiber in oats for sure, but it's really not going to help set you up. Now, the reason we want to be eating more fat, protein, and fiber at breakfast is the benefit that it's going to have on your blood sugar. And now, managing your blood sugar, or your insulin management is a better way of phrasing it. Balancing and managing that is really, really important, not just for your weight loss and for your energy and for your sugar craving. It's really, really important actually for preventing future disease. So we know things like Alzheimer's is often known, but as could be called type 3 diabetes, because it really is to do with this insulin management within the brain and glucose getting to the brain. So it's really, really important for the prevention of future diseases if we can manage and have a really healthy blood sugar. Now, you know if your blood sugar is off if you just get really hangry. So you almost feel like, I was chatting to a client yesterday, that stuff does just drop and you're like, you suddenly are just really hungry and you need food now. Otherwise you start to get shaky or weird or angry. That's a sign that your insulin management is not great. And there's a whole bunch of other signs as well. So eating more fat, protein at breakfast time, especially because you wake up in the morning and your kind of blood sugar is low, because at night, you know, we've been sleeping and we've not been eating for 10, 12 hours. It's really, really important that you give your body these kind of slow burning things that aren't primarily going to be broken down into sugar. Now, protein eventually can be converted into kind of glucose in the body, but fats won't be. And even with protein, it's a much slower process. Whereas if you're just having porridge with water or skimmed milk or semi-skimmed milk, actually what you're primarily giving your body first thing in the morning is quite a lot of glucose in the blood and sugar in the blood in the long run. And now that's not necessarily a bad thing. We need healthy sugar. You know, we need sugar. That's part of how we fuel our bodies. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, eating that in a way. But first thing in the morning, you really want to make sure you're giving your body fuel that's really going to help it to just have a slow burn effect. And that is going to be your fat and your protein. You also want stuff that's really going to fill you up. I don't know about you. The last 2 days, we ran out of eggs. And I've not been to the shop. So I had porridge yesterday and I was hungry by 11 o'clock. And, you know, I only had it at about 9. So 2 hours later, I was hungry. Whereas I know if I have some scrambled eggs and maybe some cooked greens with maybe a hot chocolate with some ghee blended into it, woofed, I can be going for at least 3 hours. I mean, I'm a breastfeeding mom here. I get super hungry. But yeah, I can go for much, much longer, 3, 4, 5 hours. Sometimes, you know, before breastfeeding, I wouldn't necessarily need to have lunch for ages and ages. So it's really, really helpful. And also you want to make sure ideally that you have a decent sized breakfast. So none of this just like eating like tiny amounts, thinking that's going to help you to lose weight. It won't. Just putting it out there. If you think, oh, if I eat less breakfast, this will help me to eat less the rest of the day and lose weight, it won't. The time you probably want to eat less is probably at dinner time and at night. That's probably the best kind of strategy. So number one, eating more fat, protein, fiber for breakfast. What does this look like? Well, this could look like making a nice big chia pudding for breakfast with some coconut milk, some chia seeds, some almond butter, maybe some blueberries. It might look like making some scrambled eggs or poached eggs, having it with avocado and some spinach. It might be making a big frittata at the start of the week, and then you just grab a slice of that and put it in a bit of glass Tupperware to take with you to work. It might even be as simply having a couple of hard-boiled eggs. Or even if you are super attached to your porridge, it might be that you reduce your porridge, your actual oats, by half, and instead replace that with chia seeds, linseeds, desiccated coconut. You maybe add some collagen powder or hemp powder to your porridge. So you can pimp up your porridge if you want to, but the best things are really kind of your eggs or green smoothies as well. So that's why my green smoothie challenge is so popular. My green smoothie recipes always have fat, and always have protein and obviously always have fiber in. They're not just fruit or they're not just vegetables, because just vegetables in the morning will not fill you up. So that is what it could look like. So breakfast like a champion, or epic breakfasts, as I often use the hashtag in Instagram. I had an epic breakfast this morning because, again, we didn't have eggs. So I made some buckwheat and hemp pancakes, which was awesome. But again, even that having that more carbohydrate element from the buckwheat, I know I'll probably be hungry much sooner than I would normally be, even though I had a humongous stack of pancakes. And no, it's not the weekend. It's just me. just me making pancakes. So that's number one. Number two is meditation. So I talked about this I can't remember quite what episode it was. I'll put it in the show notes, but in a couple of episodes ago, and meditation is pretty much free. You can take any amount of time to do it. So if you have 2 minutes, great, use 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, then it is a really, really powerful thing. And we know that from research that we've looked into and all this sort of stuff. So you can find out more in depth about why meditation is so helpful in episode 39. Just looked it up. And it's something that I recommend, again, to nearly all my clients to do. And meditation can be really, really helpful from a physical health perspective. So you might be thinking, oh, meditate. You can call meditation mindfulness if you prefer that term. If meditation triggers you for some reason, or you have a reaction to it, or it doesn't align with your kind of spiritual beliefs, it's totally fine. Mindfulness is also a great word and approach to use instead. But it's really helpful, not just from like, oh, I feel calm perspective. Meditation is actually really about, it has a huge physical implications and impacts on your body. It really impacts your actual physical body. It's not about, oh, I feel nice and calm. It actually really supports your adrenals, which are all to do with your kind of stress hormones. It can really help calm down and support digestion. So, and the calmer you are, the better you digest your food. It can really help with your actual ability to sleep and rest. It can help with the healing process, because it actually really, really helps you get your body into that kind of parasympathetic state, which is really important, because most of the time we are not in that state and we're not in that feeling that, and it's so important that we have it. So meditation. Now, I know you might all have your excuses, and I have my excuses when I'm like, oh, I don't have time, I've got a small child, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, it's one of the things you've just got to make time for. I've used tons of different apps. So I started off using the Headspace app, which does a great free 30-day like intro thing. There's also Calm app, which is really, really helpful. You can get free meditations on YouTube if you just YouTube the length of meditation that you want. There's a Christian app called Live From Rest, if that's your kind of faith, I was going to say faith persuasion, but that's not how you phrase it. Anyway, all you Chris's out there, Live From Rest, if you want a meditation from that perspective, there's just tons of resources out there. You can pay for stuff, you can get stuff for free. And all you basically need to do is sit on your ass with your eyes closed and breathe and have someone guide you through how the heck you calm the body down. That's what meditation is. It's not emptying your mind. Well, the meditation I do isn't about emptying my mind and just, it's about being present. It's about actually focusing my mind and disciplining my mind not to worry about what is coming and not to fixate on what has passed, but to train my mind and discipline my mind to just be focused on the moment. So to be focused on the breath that I'm breathing, the sounds that I'm hearing, to hear my chest rising and falling, to be present with my heart that's beating, just to be present in that very moment. So get yourself meditating. Honestly, I didn't think of myself as the meditating type, shall we say. A bit too high energy for that. I'm like, rah, rah, go, go, woo, woo. Can think of a million things I could do off my to-do list rather than sit on my ass and breathe. But guys, it's made a huge impact. And even now, I'm still not quite got it down with the whole newborn baby. But I've been doing a really quick 5-minute meditation like before I go to sleep, which is just lovely. And in the morning, I try to do even just like a minute out 2 minutes, 3 minutes of just deep breathing and doing a really short meditation in the morning, just to make sure that I'm not entering the day all go, 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 which is really problematic for our adrenal health, for our energy, our weight, and everything else. So that's number two. And don't discard it until you've tried it for at least 30 days. And the Headspace app is really great. That free 30-day program is a really great, no nonsense, it's not weird, very practical approach to meditation and why it's really helpful for your brain. So that is small shift numero two. And number three, this is more of a mindset shift, is that this year, when it comes to monitoring your progress and tracking, really, I love tracking, but I want you to track your health, not your weight. So I was chatting to a client about this yesterday and they were just a bit obsessed with weighing themselves. And I was like, I don't want you to weigh yourself for like the next 3 months. I'd want you to track how you feel, because tracking your progress is really helpful. And I think that's what part of the allure of weight is that it's a really tangible metrics that we can really clearly see if we have succeeded or failed, you know, and we quite like that. It's very easy to see our progress, to track our progress. And that need to track and to see our progress is really, really good and healthy. But when we attach that need to weight, that's when often it becomes super toxic and incredibly unhealthy. So some of you listening might be like, oof, Kezia, I never weigh myself. I've not done that for forever. Great. But others of you, maybe you weigh yourself, or maybe it's not weight. Maybe you measure your waist every week, or maybe you have a pair of trousers that you always try on, whatever it is. And instead of that, I would really like you to focus on tracking your health. So maybe that is, you could go as practical as, so this, for the next couple of months, I'm going to be tracking my blood sugar. I have a little blood sugar monitor to help me to make sure I'm really eating stuff that helps to stabilize my blood sugar, you know, because Alzheimer's runs in my family. I don't want to end up, you know, I want to prevent diabetes. I've also got a little bit of kind of post-baby weight and love that I would maybe just like to release back into the world. And a couple of other things would make sense. So you might want to go as tangible as that, or you might just want to track how you feel, your energy, your sleep. So, and maybe every day you give yourself, okay, out of 10, how is my energy? If 10 is really, really awesome and 0 is rubbish, where is my energy today? And you track that over a month, and you make changes to your diet, and you add in this breakfast, this fat and protein for breakfast. You start meditating every day and you track your energy and see how that feels. And maybe you want to track things like your bloating, you know, and in terms of monitoring that to make progress. But I really want you to focus on, even if you want to lose weight this year, and it's okay if you want to lose weight, you can lose weight in a way that is loving and kind to your body and also really, really effective. I know sometimes we think that in order to love our bodies, we can't pursue weight loss, but you can if you're willing to do the mindset work. And that's a lot of people, I get asked a lot, like, will your programs, will the Flourish Academy, will Green Smoothie Challenge help me to lose weight? And the answer is yes, it will, if you do it with the right kind of mindset. Even if you do it with the wrong mindset, you'll probably lose weight in the short term. But ultimately, if you want to see results that last, you need to do the mindset work and you need to address your gut health and your hormonal health. Otherwise, you'll just really struggle to lose weight anyway. So tracking your health, not your weight or your measurements or whatever other thing is, or your calories. Maybe you count calories, maybe you count macronutrients. I'd really like you to actually focus on, how do I feel? Because there's no point in you losing 2 stone and actually you feel more energized, tired and knackered, and your hormones go weird and your periods go weird. That is not good, my friend. So how do you feel? What's your health? And maybe you go to the doctors, maybe you have cholesterol markers or blood pressure markers, or maybe you have, you know, you're going to the doctors regularly to get things checked. You have hypothyroidism. How's your kind of T4 levels and T3 and that conversion and TSH? For me, I do like tracking real metric things, but I tend to track you know, test results. So I'm just getting a thyroid test done this week. So I'll be checking my antibodies and my T4 to T3 conversion and how that is going. Is it improved since last time? Has it gotten worse? Those are the things to track. So pick one or two things to track that is not your weight and just check in with those on a daily or weekly basis. You can get little tracking sheets online if you search for like habit trackers, and you can put them, you know, print off something or even just keep a note on your phone. That's how I often do it. I just keep a note on my phone of the habits and the kind of the different measures that I am tracking. So track your health, not your weight. And it's okay if you want to lose weight and I can help you to lose weight, but you can't, we can't like worship at the holy grail of weight. Weight loss is a byproduct of a healthy gut, healthy hormones, and a healthy relationship with food. If you make weight, your weight, the central thing, then it will, you won't achieve it likely, and it'll come at the cost of your relationship with food, your hormones, and your gut. And that isn't, for me, that is not worth the cost. Not at all. Not even a smidgen. So it's really important. Remember, if you do want to lose weight this year, weight loss is a byproduct of healthy relationship with food, healthy hormones, and a healthy gut. So those are the three small shifts that if you do nothing else this year, then they are going to help you rock your body, rock your body. I think I was trying to think of the song there, but I can't remember. Oh, gonna rock your body. There we go. Justin Timberlake. Woofed. Oh, that was going to annoy me otherwise. Anyway, I digress as usual. Sorry, listeners. Just having a little party in my office. But I hope that's been helpful. And with these, I don't recommend that you all of a sudden start doing all three of them all at once, all in the next 24 hours. Build on this. Cumulation is really powerful. Do one thing. Once you've got that down, do the next thing. Once you've got that down, do the next thing. So thank you for joining me this week. If you have any questions about today, then make sure you head over to Instagram or Facebook at Supernaturally Healthy, or one word, to message me or leave me a comment there. And if you are not on my mailing list, then do make sure you head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/discount just to put in your email address and your name so that I can send you an amazing coupon code that will give you a one-time only 50% discount off of all my programs and ebooks that range. So there's all kind of prices and programs available, but I really would recommend, if you know you really want to overhaul your health this year, then get on board, jump on board for the Flourish Academy, because that also is where you'll have the biggest savings. And I've been running it for years. If you follow what I say, you'll get amazing results. It's as simple as that. So thank you for joining me and sending you lots of love. Bye. And you haven't left me an iTunes review yet, then I would love it if you headed over to your iTunes store, search for The Gut Goddess Show. So even if you are subscribed, you want to head to The Gut Goddess Show in the iTunes store, then click on the ratings and review tab, which is normally the middle one, and then you'll see a little button that says write a review, and you can write me a review, and it would be fabulous. I really appreciate the reviews. I listen to them, I take them on board, and it really, really helps me to reach different and new audiences. And there's a really nice way of you saying thanks for all the time, effort, and money that goes into producing this free weekly show so that you can create one awesomely healthy life. So I'd love to see some new reviews, and the race is on for who gets the first review in for 2019. I'll announce it next week. Bye.